Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. I Never Knew That About Yorkshire is a local history and travel miscellany by Christopher Wynne, part of his wider series on the overlooked facts, traditions, places, and personalities of Britain and Ireland. The book focuses on Yorkshire, presented as Britain's largest county and as a region whose cultural identity is shaped by geography, architecture, industry, religion, literature, folklore, and local pride. Rather than offering a single chronological history, Wynne arranges the material as an exploratory journey through towns, villages, landscapes, monuments, and stories. Its purpose is to make familiar places feel newly interesting and to make unfamiliar places accessible through concise historical notes and anecdotes. The book is aimed at residents, visitors, and readers interested in English regional heritage. It functions both as an entertaining reference and as a prompt for travel, highlighting cathedrals, old cities, scenic areas, hidden landmarks, legends, and notable figures connected with Yorkshire. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Yorkshire is presented as a layered region rather than a single tourist destination. A central strength of I Never Knew That About Yorkshire is its refusal to treat the county as one simple landscape or one fixed cultural image. Wynne approaches Yorkshire as a collection of overlapping regions, including cities, market towns, villages, moorland, coastline, dales, vales, religious sites, and industrial settlements. This structure matters because Yorkshire has often been reduced to a few familiar symbols, such as broad dialect, rugged scenery, or blunt local character. The book instead builds a broader portrait through accumulated detail. A cathedral, a ruined abbey, a valley, a street name, or a local legend can all become evidence of how the county developed. The miscellany form allows Wynne to move between large historical claims and small curiosities without forcing them into a rigid argument. As a result, the book encourages readers to understand place through density and variety. Yorkshire appears not as a museum piece, but as a region whose identity has been formed by Roman settlement, medieval religion, civic growth, rural traditions, coastal trade, and modern memory. Secondly, architecture and landscape are used to explain the historic scale of the county. The book gives particular attention to the physical features that make Yorkshire historically distinctive. References to the Vale of York, York Minster, ancient urban sites, grand houses, ruins, and scenic countryside are not included merely as attractions. They show how geography and built form shaped the role of the county in English life. A Great Vale suggests agricultural importance and movement across the landscape. A major Gothic cathedral points to religious authority, wealth, craftsmanship, and the long influence of York as a northern center. Historic towns and old routes reveal how settlement, trade, and governance were distributed across a wide area. Wynne often works by linking visible places to the stories behind them so that scenery becomes a form of historical evidence. This makes the book useful for readers who want to look at Yorkshire more attentively. It also explains why the county has such a strong sense of scale. Yorkshire is not presented only through picturesque beauty, but through the interaction of terrain, architecture, worship, commerce, and civic memory. Thirdly, local legends and hidden details make the book more than a conventional guidebook, although the book can help readers choose places to visit. Its method differs from a standard practical guide. Wynne is interested in the odd, memorable, and easily missed details that give a location character. Hidden places, legends, secrets, unusual historical connections, and minor curiosities are central to the reading experience. This emphasis changes the relationship between reader and place. A village is not only a point on a route, and a monument is not only an item to photograph. Each becomes a container of local memory. The book, therefore, rewards slow attention rather than simple sightseeing. Its compact entries and anecdotal style make it possible to move quickly from one fact to another, but the cumulative effect is deeper than trivia. The reader begins to see that regional history is preserved in fragments, including place names, churchyards, ruins, local customs, family associations, and repeated stories. This is why the title is accurate to the book experience. Its value lies in recovering things that many readers, including local readers, may have passed without noticing. Fourthly, Yorkshire identity is explored through influential people as well as places. Wynne does not define Yorkshire only by geography or architecture. The book also stresses the importance of people associated with the county, including figures who help shape national culture, politics, religion, literature, industry, and public life. This approach is significant because it connects regional history with wider British history. Yorkshire is not treated as a peripheral area with interesting scenery, but as a place that produced and influenced distinctive personalities. The phrase individual characters is especially important to the public description of the book because it suggests that local identity is partly formed through temperament, achievement, and reputation, By placing people beside buildings and landscapes, wind shows how biography and location reinforce each other. A famous birthplace, a school, a church, or a town square becomes meaningful because of the life attached to it. The book also challenges narrow stereotypes of Yorkshire by presenting a more varied human record. Its Yorkshire includes religious leaders, writers, civic figures, reformers, eccentrics, builders, and local personalities, rather than a single social type or comic caricature. Lastly, the book works best as an invitation to exploration, with limits as formal history. I never knew that. About Yorkshire is most effective when read as a curated companion to discovery. Its concise entries, accessible tone, and wide range of material make it suitable for dipping into before a journey, carrying in memory while traveling, or reading at home as a map of possible visits. Review responses noted in available sources emphasize its usefulness for newcomers who want a list of places to see, and for residents who want to understand familiar surroundings. More fully, its limitation follows from the same design. The book is not a comprehensive academic history of Yorkshire, nor is it a logistical travel manual with detailed transport, opening hours, or critical debate about sources. It prioritizes surprise, breadth, and readability over extended analysis. That is not a weakness if the reader understands the genre. Wynne offers orientation and curiosity rather than exhaustive interpretation. The practical benefit is that the book turns regional knowledge into an accessible sequence of prompts. It helps readers decide where to look, what questions to ask, and why a local detail may matter. In conclusion, I Never Knew That About Yorkshire is best suited to readers who want an informed but approachable way into Yorkshire history, especially residents, newcomers, domestic travelers, and enthusiasts of English local heritage. It will also appeal to readers who enjoy miscellanies because its pleasure comes from variety, surprise, and the steady accumulation of detail rather than from a continuous argument. The practical benefit is clear. It can help readers identify places to visit, notice overlooked features, and connect landscapes or buildings with historical meaning. The intellectual benefit is that it encourages a more layered understanding of regional identity. Yorkshire becomes a meeting point of geography, architecture, civic memory, folklore, and biography. Compared with many guidebooks, it is less concerned with immediate travel logistics and more concerned with why places are interesting. Compared with formal county histories, it is lighter, more selective, and more anecdotal. Its distinction lies in occupying the space between reference, travel inspiration, and local storytelling. Wynne brings the format of his broader I Never Knew That About series to a single English county, allowing unusual depth for one region while preserving the concise and accessible style of the series. The result is a book that can be read for pleasure, used for planning, or kept as a companion to repeated exploration. If you would like to support Christopher Wynne, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.